Let's talk about a magic sauce.
Let's get down to business
Business.
to receive some sauce. Did they give me barbecue when I asked for Szechuan? You're the worst McDonald's I've ever met, and you can bet before we're through, somehow I'll get Szechuan sauce from you.
Brilliant. Did you lose your Grammys with that?
Yeah. All right, so Lai Ming, do you know where the tune from the song I just sang came from? Take a guess.
I
Take
do.
stay out of this,
Okay.
Byung.
I have no
Oh,
idea.
Byung, chime in here. Save us.
Mulan.
Mulan.
Oh.
Disney, Mulan.
Okay.
We're big fans here at
Yeah,
Roundtable.
me too.
Anyways, okay, so there's multiple aspects to this story. First, I'm going to talk about Mulan. So in 1998, Mulan, a Disney movie, came out. I think it's about Fa Mulan, a girl who takes a place in the Imperial Army
Army.
for her dad, because her dad's maybe a bit older. So she wants to save her dad. And all the trials she goes through, I loved it. It was a musical. It was great. And it was Disney, you
Any
know?
musical, you'll love it.
No, not any musical. Disney,
Disney.
I do love Disney, though.
Oh,
Anyways,
and you're a little princess.
that's neither here nor there. But for the release of this movie, they had this event at McDonald's where they released what was called the Szechuan sauce,
Oh.
a delicious mix of garlic, chili peppers, and Szechuan peppers. There's a lot of peppers in there, okay? So apparently, they stopped after this movie, after the release. You never saw maybe the Sichuan sauce again until the show called Rick and Morty, which is an animated show. It's kind of loosely based off of Back to the Future, which a young boy and a crazy scientist, they go on adventures. This is a little more adult humor. Anyways, in the show, it's very popular, I think, in many places. In one of the show's episodes, they go back in time. I think they go into Morty or Rick's memories, and they find this sauce. And Rick says that this sauce is freaking amazing. And basically, fans of the show wanted the sauce. So for one day, in one day only, McDonald's told everybody, they're like, "Okay, well, we're gonna re-release this sauce." Wubba-dubba-wubba-lubba-dub-dub. Okay, and so basically they did this, but the thing is, I guess they weren't expecting the huge crowd size they got. I'm talking tons of people, and they only produced 4,000 packets for the entire U.S. chain of franchise McDonald's. So
Oh.
basically what happened, fans didn't get their sauce.
I
And
wonder how
people.
many McDonald's locations are there in North America?
That must
Get
be
a
a
4,000?
lot.
Did one location get one?
I'd imagine
I think
4,000
certain.
locations.
I think what happens is certain locations announce they'll have the sauce. The
Oh.
thing is, maybe only certain locations actually got 20 to 40 packets. So people knew where to go because the place said, "Okay, we're going to have the sauce. We're one of the designated places." But, you know, they only had 20 to 40 packets, and all of a sudden, some places had hundreds of people
Oh.
in line to get this sauce. All Rick and Morty fans.
Ooh, or maybe people who just like amazing sauce or
Definitely some of them.
Sichuan sauce. I don't know. There certainly is this question whether McDonald's was
Yeah.
has been intentional in providing such a small number of sauce. When it's limited edition, I
Yeah.
suppose, then you shouldn't be providing too much. But is this sort of like a type of hunger marketing that is giving you a very small supply of goods, but leaving a lot of people feeling that, oh, I want more, and you queue up, and then only the good is being released a little bit at a time.
Very good question. I wonder how big a window McDonald's had before the TV show was aired, and between the time the TV show was aired and the time the sauce was released in McDonald's shops. Because I think for big companies like McDonald's, they must have a centralized kitchen or something, and all of the production lines must be standardized. So I don't think they have enough time to sort of switch the previous production line to produce this new sauce. I think I can only imagine that they may have outsourced this service to a certain company. I don't think the capacity of that company can handle such demand.
Yeah.
So, it's likely.
The demand was voracious. I mean, you can look through the news. Some people were getting into physical altercations with the staff. Even one of the writers of the show said, guys, like, calm down, please. This is ridiculous. You know, this kind of tweet. There was a lot of problems caused by this. I think one guy, I remember reading one article that this one guy at one McDonald's where people were like waiting for 4 hours and really getting on social media and complaining a lot and causing problems. I guess one guy had brought this Szechuan sauce that was a huge container saved from a long time ago when it was made. I know. Ugh.
So 1998?
Yeah, but he brought it. And it was actually like in this very... when you see the picture, it was in a very nice briefcase container. Like, he cared about it. And he shared this with these people, you know? But basically, this is, I think, in a lot of people have kind of criticized the fans of this show, saying, what's wrong with you, you know? So what, Hyung, you had said, is this because of the show, the craze for this sauce? I would say definitely yes. As an American, I think... McDonald's didn't, they underestimated the popularity of this show. And I think they found very quickly that it's like a Harry Potter type thing, you know? These people, you say you have what they want, even though it's just a sauce, and you think, oh, it's just a sauce. They're going to want it even harder, you know? The devil's in the details. And so this happened, and I don't think they predicted that it would be such a huge thing that people really wanted this sauce because of this show. But it was because of the show, in my opinion. Because the huge outcry for this Szechuan sauce since 1989, I've never seen it in the news articles, nor McDonald's trying to bring it back up until recently when this episode of Rick and Morty aired. So I think you can draw the picture here and say, probably, maybe it's a really tasty sauce. But maybe Rick and Morty kind of brought the coolness of it back, this nostalgia of a McDonald's sauce people did enjoy at that time. So, yeah, that's what I think. But also, I do want to say, for any Rick and Morty fans out there, or Szechuan sauce fans, McDonald's has promised to make this Szechuan sauce available again in winter 2017. So, just hold tight. Hold your horses.
Yeah, so it's coming back.
It's coming.
Yes, there is going to be supply of it in the near future.
Yes.
Don't get too overly excited right
Relax.
Now. Yeah. Yeah, hold your horses. And I'm so curious, what's in this sauce? What does it taste like? I know none of us really had the sauce itself.
A delicious mix of garlic, chili peppers, and Sichuan peppers. Is the description I have.
Yeah, what about what Chinese people who happen to be in the U.S., who I don't know if they had to, you know, fight through the crowd to get one packet of this sauce. What does it taste like for the Chinese palate?
I think they describe it as a combination between douban sauce, which is a sauce with fermented beans, plus sugar.
Plus sugar.
Very simple.
Well, interesting, because we see that sometimes Chinese people like things to be maybe a little bit more of the burning, scorching, hot, spicy.
No, it doesn't necessarily have to be very spicy, actually. You know what? I actually survived on that douban sauce, like fermented bean sauce, when I was in the States, because I couldn't get any good food in the States. For a Chinese stomach, so I have to travel like for an hour to go to a nation market where I can get the sauce. That's the thing I used to cook with other stuff like pork or beef, because that sort of spices things up. Yeah. Because the way the meat is treated in the States is totally different from they're treated in the U.S. In China, because the meat you can buy in the U.S. when they're cooked, they sort of stink. So I absolutely have to use some of that sauce to sort of ease it away.
Well, what I want to say about this Szechuan sauce, you know, anybody can criticize it, say it's sugar and something simple. Yeah, it was promoted for a kid's movie. So, of course, what do kids like? Sugar. And then a little bit of something, a little bit spicy. But, of course, kids, you know, their palate's delicate. The thing is, maybe people who watched Rick and Morty were kids, and that was the sauce they first tasted. Mm-hmm. Whether what you like or not, it's just you trying something you had as a kid that maybe was discontinued. Mm-hmm. You got to relive that 1998 year when you were running around going, "Dad, Dad, Mulan, let's go, and let's get the Szechuan sauce."
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, I can get on board with that. And yeah. I remember watching the Mulan Disney movie back then, and I remember feeling very excited that this is a Chinese girl being portrayed as a female hero in a Disney movie. And I wonder if Sichuan province had anything to do within this whole picture that was... possibly Mulan from Sichuan. I'm not so sure about that. But certainly this type of spicy sauce has gotten people very excited.
And very spicy.
Ooh, yes. Ooh. Some good sauce that you can think about. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Lai Ming.